record now. Go ahead.
You
Welcome to the Linux Link Tech Show, delayed for your pleasure. Are we doing a promo?
Way delayed.
Yeah, we can do. We could, or we cannot because you know we're already like way late.
You got something on your cheek there, right?
Yeah, it's this freaking scab from a pimple.
Scab.
Hurts like hell too.
Herpes.
Yeah, something like that.
Gonorrhea. Well, we don't have to play the promo.
Yeah, why don't we just save the time?
Everybody else has heard it already. But nobody's heard the new tech show music that you put together this week. Fantastic job.
Right.
How'd you do it?
I don't know. I just got a bunch of stuff and cut it together and slapped it up, and there it is.
What's that music? Did you make that yourself, or...?
No, that's a Pinpoint Entry. I use it. It's a part of our bumper music collection that I use quite often.
All right.
So, dun, 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 dun. It's pretty cool. I'm not entirely sure whether, like, you know, I'm sold on it yet or not, but...
I think you should go for a couple episodes. Let the listeners give the feedback.
Yeah. You guys heard it starting out. Tell us what you think.
I like it. Whose voices are on there? I hear my daughters. And
yeah, your daughters, Alan, my wife, mine, everybody that sent us anything is on there.
What about
I took snippets of every one of those promos and stuff that everybody has sent in to us. I snipped out different pieces of that, and I just like stuck them all together in there. So,
well, speaking of that, did you get the one from the guy in Finland?
No.
I have it, and it's over there, and I'll pull it off and we can play it.
Yeah. We'll play it on the show tonight.
I don't know if I've even listened to it yet. It's been such a hellish week.
Yeah.
Of death and sickness.
Speaking of the death and sickness thing, like Dan and I are both sick.
And I've got the flu.
Yeah. I've got the flu, and Alan's got, like, you know, I don't want to work disease or something, so he's not here. No, he's... helping his parents out. And Dan is sick today, so, you know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. It's going to be one of shitty episodes. Just Dan and I and, you know, Dan's a bud, so.
And Link. Just.
I have to carry the damn
everybody.
Show again, you know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But, you know, we're according to the guys over at Lug Radio, we're kind of stale anyway, so. And speaking of them.
Like the hard turds underneath this.
Yeah, that's right. And speaking of them, like, they're, you know, they just released, Lug Radio just released its Season 2, Episode 1 today, in fact. Or at least I found out about it. I'm pretty sure it was today that it got released. You can find that over at, of course, lugradio.org. and tell them that, tell them we're not going to listen to them anymore because you've been listening to us and we're better. I don't know. Tell them that we sent you guys from the tech show. And if you guys are listening over at the Lug Radio, you know, it's about freaking time.
Yeah.
Keep it up now, you know.
We thought you died. You were killed by sorcery.
Something, yeah. And Matt's still not there. I guess he wasn't there when they recorded the show. He's
on his honeymoon.
On his honeymoon, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing nasty things. Those nasty things with those European women over there or something.
Bum, bum, bum. European dun, vacation. Dun, dun.
Yeah. And one more notice. The gentleman over there whose music we keep playing goes by the name of John O. Bacon. Again, this is John O. Bacon, not Jono. Jono, since he made particular mention of it today in when I was listening to the Lug Radio episode.
Wait, John O. Bacon, right?
Jono.
Right.
Jono, not Jono, Jono. And he says, you know, the only people that mispronounce his name are the Americans over there, so...
Ho, ho, ho. I know what it is. I've been saying his name right all the time.
Jono.
Jono Bacon.
I think I said it wrong a few times, but, you know, I corrected myself, so...
Get it right.
And it's been correct for a long time.
And it's, what is it? Deviant, right? Deviant.
Yeah.
Deviant. Your love affair with Deviant.
Deviant. Horrible.
Deviant.
Horrible stuff. Oh, and speaking of horrible Debian stuff, I found out, I was pissing around on, where is it? Blogdigger.com. You ever seen that yet?
No.
Blogdigger.com.
There's no reason to go to those sites because they're blocked where I work. So. Oh,
well, basically, this is like
blogs,
you can go and you can
links.
Check for different information on blogs. It's like a Google, almost a search service for different blogs.
I'll go look at it right now.
And I just happened to be pissing around on there, and I was looking for, you know, links back to our show, back to the tech show. And I found one from this, I found a link to our show back from a site called phpmp.com.
Why isn't my blog on there?
I don't know. Why isn't your blog on there? But anyway, phpmp.com, right?
Oh, yeah, mine is on there if I put in my last name.
And the guy says, and he reviews a bunch of shows, right? And the guy says, the idea, the Linux Link Tech Show, he says, a podcast I don't like right now, there's only one, and that's us, right? The Linux Link Tech Show. The idea of a strictly Linux-oriented talk show really appeals to me as I'm always wanting to learn more. But unfortunately, this show, our show, of course, fails to fulfill. In the two shows he's listened to thus far, the topic of Linux has accounted for less than 5 minutes of the total 2 hours he's heard. And three of those was one dude complaining about how hard it is to get X running on Debian. Now, I don't have a problem with a bunch of dudes sitting around complaining about Windows, but I don't think Linux tech should be in the title. Well, sir, evidently you can't read either because it's the Linux Link Tech Show. Not the Linux Tech Show. Not the Linux Show. That's a whole different show with a bunch of dirty dudes in there. It's the Linux Link, which is our host and provider, Dan, who's so kind to do that, Tech Show. So Linux Tech is not indeed in the title. And if I remember the particular show you're talking about, it was me bitching about getting X running on Debian, and I bitched for longer than 5 minutes easy, so piss on you. And that's my review of the day. PHP, MP, go bang yourself or something. I don't know.
I can see his point, though. I mean, a lot of people who listen to this.
I think he's full of shit. I don't think he listened to the
shows. We've had other people say in the past that,
I think he's in.
You know, why are you focusing so much on Windows?
Why are you pissed?
He
also says he doesn't, he's not even sure he likes, like, the Evil Genius Chronicles. So that immediately
this guy right
puts him into,
opinion.
Like, you know. Puts him into the, you know...
He's got a right to his opinion.
Whiny, commie bastard thing or something.
I mean, we're not going
to
get glowing positive press.
Yeah, well, if he can give me negative press, I can give him negative press, too.
Who is this, Chad?
Piss off. PHPMP.com.
podcasts I don't like right now. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
He can,
you know, speaking of, you know, of
blog entries I don't like, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do?
And, you know, I'm allowed to be negative and crusty and stuff like that, too, because, you know, one of the guys that, first of all, let me preface this by saying thank you so much to all of you folks out there that actually listen to the show who sent us emails.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah,
past
you.
Week. We got a bunch of them, man. People from, you know, the Netherlands and Finland and Australia and the UK and where else did we get them from? Oh, we got them from all over
Finland.
The place.
Did you say Finland?
Yeah, I said Finland.
In Australia.
Yeah, I said that too.
Finland and Australia.
Dan's just catching up here, so like a little time lag across the 3-foot table,
from
right?
Finland and Australia and UK, Canada.
Right.
Haven't heard anything from South America.
We get some US stuff too?
We got
a lot of responses, much more than I expected to get. All of them were completely positive. Thank you very much to all of you who did write. I'm very impressed.
I remember we first had the forum set up, the first post was like, well, you guys suck.
Right.
That's great.
And now one of the,
well, maybe that was Chad.
But one of the guys that one of the ones that I wanted to comment about was the one that you forwarded to me from, I don't even remember his name. I'm sorry, don't remember your name. And I think he was from Australia, maybe. This is the guy that said that I sound like Andrew Dice Clay. You remember that one?
Yes.
That was funny. My wife thought that was hysterical, by the way. I'm sorry I don't remember your name, but, like, I don't have the list of all the people who actually sent us
whatever
mail.
Happened to Andrew Dice Clay?
I don't know. You know, I still think he's doing his thing, but I don't. He's not quite.
He used to be on the Opie and Anthony show a lot.
He's not quite as big now.
They're on satellite,
so
I have no idea what's going on with him. Linux Daily will be podcasting soon, huh?
Is it really?
They resume. They're on that. They're on the Lug Radio vacation.
Yeah.
Indefinite.
No, worse than that, man.
That's
you
true.
Know, they said that they were going to do their thing, and it was going to be an everyday thing, and, you know, which is way, way more frequent than Lug Radio. And they they did one episode before they dropped the ball, and then it's been, you know, ever since then. But, you know
that's interesting, and that's see, I wonder. Now, one of the problems I have with podcasting, it's not really a problem. It's I really like everything I've listened to.
Right.
The only problem I have is I don't have enough time to listen to everything.
Right.
Like Daily Source Code every day, I have like 5 or 6 of them that I haven't listened to yet.
Right.
From the past week, and then I have 5 or 6 that I haven't listened to from before. I think I just got caught up. I might be wrong. Caught up through September.
Can't you just, like, you know, stick that in your iPod and
listen
as you go along, man.
There's not enough hours in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to...
only a one-hour show, man, like, I work for 8 hours, you know? So
right, but I don't always...
I can fit that in.
I don't always sit in front of my computer. I mean,
well, that's why
I
said put it on your freaking iPod.
I do, but I can't
got this nice iPod.
I can't walk around the building with headphones on.
Oh, come on.
I can't do that. I mean,
I do. You can put it, you know, put it down your shirt and do the Secret Service thing, you know?
Right. I listen to it. You know, I have my iPod plugged in. Every time I'm sitting on my disc, I'm listening to something. Trade Secrets. I always listen to Dave Slusher and Matthew Bischoff when they come out.
Absolutely.
What I try and do, one of the problems is when
good
I
show,
sit down.
And they're
down,
like condensed, too. It's not right. Like you said, they don't do like an hour show every day. So.
Right. When I sit down to start listening and I plug it into the, to charge it up and the copy the shows over through OS X, it brings up iTunes. And if I'm listening through iTunes, when I take it off, take the iPod off,
mm-hmm.
All right. It loses its place.
Oh, that sucks.
Or if I'm listening to the iPod outside of the laptop, when I plug it in, it loses its place. And then the way it's ordered in there, I gotta readjust the ordering. So, you know, when I look at it in the iPod, I don't see all the information. So when they don't title, you know, the file something, like Daily Source Code, or sometimes I just get like October 10th.
Right.
Like, what the hell, October 10th, what?
Plus you mean like just the title of the MP3 itself?
Right.
Or not? Are you talking about the ID3 tag?
I'm trying to figure out which one. Something I think it's the MP3 tag, the MP3 title itself, the file itself. It's not the ID3 tag that I'm seeing. But when I pull it in iTunes, I can separate it by date and then, you know, author or show or artist or show or whatever. So I can see, you know, exactly what it is. So you know what I'm saying there. So it becomes it's hard to listen to everything. And I have a lot of stuff. Like
right,
all the Gnome Deck stuff I haven't listened to
right.
yet.
There's a lot of stuff I haven't listened to.
Who
too.
Was... Oh, damn it. No,
some of it that I've dropped because, like, you know, like I mentioned, Matt Bischoff, which I'll get to the other
did you,
bit later.
Did you listen
some
to the Will Wheaton?
Really bad. I listened to part of his. I'd like to listen to the rest of it, and I do have it kind of hanging out ready for that. I, however, ran into a couple of problems that I needed to fix first, one of which was I needed to replace my power supply on my computer. It was completely toasted, and it's been all week making those, you know, those groaning noises like it's about to die. My wife at one point thought it was me like sleeping on the couch or something and breathing, wheezing. It's pretty bad, but I fixed that today, so I don't have to worry about that. And once I get all the show stuff straightened around for tonight, you know, possibly I can listen to it tomorrow because, of course, I won't have the pleasure of watching my new Stargate Atlantis show because they're like on summer hiatus or something.
You know what? Speaking of Linuxy related stuff, Bash Potter. And I should have written it down, but the past couple of days I've been getting an error.
Bash Potter.
About one of the feeds saying something like length too long. Have you encountered that?
No.
I'll have to write it down the next time I get it.
Nope, actually I have.
Errors don't end up in the log file, do they?
No.
Damn. That's a request.
No, it's kind of you know, it's kind of built to have the stuff roll off it and keep going. Yeah, good soda, man. Thanks for the soda. I really needed to have something to drink tonight. Ugh. But anyway, what else? Linux to the rescue again. Yes, indeed, folks. For those of you who don't think that we talk about Linux on the show, and we do quite a bit.
Who's it rescuing?
It rescued me and another IT worker today. We were trying to fix... This guy got a new computer. Well, it's a new old computer because my company's too freaking cheap to buy a new computer. So they got a refurb for this guy. One of the programmers. And he's trying to install his Windows IC 2000 on there. This is a legitimate piece of the story, right? He's trying to install Windows 2000 on there. Cannot install it because Windows will not format the disk. Why? I have no idea. This is one of those Dells. They're, Optiplex or Opti something?
Optiplex is the business workstation. Presario is
it's a business workstation, and it's a small, almost like a bookshelf size PC that sits on its edge next to the monitor. Really nice looking machine, you know. 1 gigahertz something something something. Anyway, he's trying to get Windows 2000 on this. It won't install because he can't format the disk. Windows 2000 gets halfway through format, croaks and dies. So, what do we have laying around to fix that with? Well, of course, I whipped out the Nopix disk and went over and, you know, deleted the partition, recreated it, formatted it, and stuck the Windows 2000 disk back in. And, you know, and he was off and installing and happy as, you know, a pig in the mud kind of thing.
You know, so, speaking of that.
Da, 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 and.
What?
And the new... I believe that the new Nopix and the new
Dynabolic
and some other good stuff is out on a bunch of the CD collections that they give you with this month's edition of Linux format.
For $15.99.
For $15.99, that's right. And I went and got it for $15.99. And they give you like a three-disc set, and it has all this stuff with it, man.
Maybe I should go pick that up, because I looked at it, and I was like, well...
It's pretty good.
You know,
keep talking.
I don't need Dynabolic, because I already have it. But there's no reason why I shouldn't pick... Is it October or September?
I have it in here. I'll tell you.
And speaking of...
Really, I am still here. Just hang on. Look at this. One of them comes with a Linux user, right? Help if I talk in a freaking microphone. Linux user comes with CD1 comes with a Dynabolic version 1.3. CD2 has got Gen 2 on it.
Version
2004.2.
I saw that, but you know, it's like, well, I don't really need Gen 2.
And in Linux format, comes with, I think, got three CDs with that. One has Skype on it, and Inkscape, and Mono, and some other stuff.
Ooh,
and then
you
another
get Mono,
one has,
that's what I need. Another,
another one has Gen 2 Linux, Disk 1, 2004.2, and Disk 2 for Gen 2 Linux, which I guess has all the... All the binary programs and all that. Happy.
Now, does that have the PPC version of Gen 2? Or is it just
x86? I know. I think this is just the x86. But it's the full distro, which is cool. You know. Let's say, latest version, squeeze the best performance from your computer, comprehensive documentation provided by Gen 2 Handbook. Super easy package management. Package management. 1.2 gigabyte of packages on these disks. All the software you will ever need. Galdingy. All packages compiled from source for maximum efficiency, totally free and unrestricted, even. So, yes, I did get... You want to check this out? I did get this stuff.
Right.
With,
I saw this, and I wasn't... I saw because I was like, I don't need Gen 2. And I think I bought the...
I picked them up anyway, just
wait, which Linux format was it?
Is
it the 58 cool...
This is this
one. Is that the one with the Dynabolic?
Yeah, the 58 Cool Hacks one. Which is,
does John O'Bacon have
month,
any articles
right?
in it?
I don't know. I didn't read it yet, man.
Oh, it's just been
sitting. I've been taking it to work for like 3 days now. I haven't read it yet because I've been too damn busy.
Well,
October 2004. And what else we have here is Linux user and developer.
That has to be the one with Dynabolic.
That's a Dynabolic. This is two full distros on CD, Gentoo Linux and Dynabolic, and this is also October.
What's the
issue 41?
I'll have to go check it out. I've seen it, and when I looked at it, I'm trying to think of what version of Dynabolic we're running here, and I have no idea.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
I don't need Gen 2, and I don't need Dynabolic because I have, but I didn't.
Well,
I didn't realize the new version was out.
And then, of course, I got my Linux magazine, and I actually subscribed
is that
to
the, that's the new one,
the Linux Journal. Yeah, this
I went
is,
to go get it.
Really
I saw it
at
Barnes and Noble, but I was like, I want to get it at Wegmans, so they keep selling at Wegmans, and they didn't have the new one over the weekend.
Well, see, now, that new Barnes & Noble, that's closer to me than Wegmans, so I'm
right,
going to get it there.
Well, Wegmans is selling Linux Journal now.
Is it real? Well, yes. I subscribed to Linux Journal.
Well,
But I really should subscribe to all the rest of these so that I don't end up spending... You know, I went and I got these stuff, and it cost me like $40.
Yeah. For magazines.
No, seriously, man. It's like $40 for $40 for Linux magazines for the month. And that's not including the one that I subscribe to. So.
Right. They actually, I loathe to bring it up, but I've been starting to see now that there's a Windows UK magazine that's been coming out. So, not that I would pick it up, but... And speaking of your issue with formatting disks, a couple weeks ago, the gentleman from the IU came down to help us out. Because we've been getting some support from them to help us catch up on all our lingering issues in the district.
Right.
And he was sitting there, and he did some work with Apples. And he said, you know, I got this, I had this, I think it was a PowerBook. And he said, I can't do anything with it because I can't boot off the CD. It won't boot the OS X disk. It keeps telling me that the disk is corrupted and I can't partition it. And he was like, well, is it possible to partition it in the open, what is it called, open boot?
Right.
Open, it's not open boot, open firmware. Sun's open firmware. Is it possible to partition the disk through there? And I did some research, and I couldn't find anything about being able to do such a task in open firmware. So I said, you know, why don't you try this? I gave him a Crux PPC disk, one I had laying around that I didn't need.
Right.
I said, try this. Maybe, you know, it'll work for you. A couple weeks later, he came back, and I was like, did you ever get that fixed? He's like, oh, yeah, I did. I booted off that Crux disk. Ran, you know, I told him what to do. Run Mac, what is it?
Mac
F disk. He said, I F disked it.
Whacked
through there,
the whole
whacked
thing.
It. He said, then it was able to boot, which was really odd because he wasn't able to boot any version of OS X.
Well, you probably, you know, because Mac saves a little firmware hickey in the beginning of the disk. So I think, like, if you get that little thing corrupted, it just horks the whole thing up, and you can't boot anything else off it. But if you go in there and erase, you know, flat erase everything, then you can start booting again.
Which it shouldn't disable you or prevent you from allowing to boot off a CD.
It should not, but I have heard several people with that same complaint that, you know, once they get something a little screwy on their disc, they can't get anything booted on it anymore. And, you know, and you always see the flurry of conversations afterwards where they're telling you to hit the control open apple, you know, four key combination where you have to have 16 fingers all in a different direction. And, you know.
Yeah, you know, once you learn those things, they're really valuable. Because I did a install of OS X server onto a FireWire drive, which I need to use with my laptop so that I can do imaging in other buildings. And when you do something like that, it wipes out your boot partition, so to speak, whatever it's called. And it's just, by default, it will only boot into the OS X server. And I have Crux and OS X Panther on here.
Woo-hoo.
So all I had to do was one of those funky boot control things, you know, boot up options where it displayed every possible thing it could boot from.
Right.
And I picked the Crux partition, and I rerun Yaboot.
Uh-huh.
It fixes it all up for me. I don't have to worry about
it.
So instead, I used to, in the past, before I realized that, I'd have to boot off the Crux CD, mount everything, and then run Yaboot off of there to refresh the boot partition. But now you don't have to do that, because once I do that, I get my boot partition back, and I can boot to whatever the hell I want to. Although I haven't set it up yet to boot from the FireWire drive. I wonder how I do that.
I just have my Mac booting into Yellow Dog, and that's it. Although, you know, I really would like to try this the Crux 2.0 that's out.
I'm using it right now for PPC.
You know what else
I
wanted to use? I wanted to try. Probably have a better chance of doing this faster than I would, but I really want to try. What is it called? Ubuntu. Ubuntu. That's it. Ubuntu, yeah. Let me hit it.
UBMU2. It's not.
UBUNTU. That's what it is. That's what it is. Ubuntu Linux. UBUNTU. And that's at www.ubuntulinux.org.
Isn't it pronounced UBUN2?
UBUN2? It's Ubuntu.
No,
they have a thing on it. I listen to it.
Well,
it's an effect.
Speaking of distributions, what is it?
I'm listening to it right now, and they just came out with their full release. Which is why I wanted to mention that. Not only did they just come out with their full release, but they do have PPC. They have a PPC release, too, which I really want to try. However, my computer right now is tied up running PPC Linux, so I really can't. Or PPC Linux.info, so that I can't, I can't, like, take it down and play with it.
Judlin sent us a copy of, was it Alt Linux?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I'm looking to put it on a machine. I wanted to do it this past weekend, but I forgot to bring the machine home from work just to play around with it. I'm going to slap it on a laptop and see how well it goes, and then give my review next week, hopefully.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. He sent us a nice CD, too. Like, if I was going to send somebody a CD, I'd just, like, burn off the CD or scribble on it with the permanent marker and set off it. It's downstairs. I'll show you on the way. It's all printed out and everything. It's got, like, a nice label on it. It's so beautiful.
Cool.
It's like a keepsake.
You remember Jen used to do that, too.
Right.
One of our users back from our Linux user group, she, you know, make some crappy CDs to give out, and she would, like, whip out this CD label program and make, you know, nice labels for it with
Zartler does that, too. Zartler then not only puts the label on it, he also makes a nice little packaging for
instruction booklet and everything. Some people just got a lot of time on their hands or something.
That's the way to do it, though, you know?
It looks all professional and everything. I just don't have it.
The lug meeting last week, about two or three times a year, somebody shows up at our lug meeting, somebody new, and one of the things they always ask is, have you guys ever tried to do an install fest? And to get that... Get that two or three times a year, people asking us about an install fest. And, I mean, our first one was an unmitigated flop.
No, it was great. It just, you know,
nobody
the only two up. People showed up were you and I.
Right. It'd be interesting to see if we can get an install fest going. But we don't have any place to do it, for starters. I mean, where would we do an install fest? Now, what would be cool is if we could hook up with Market Pro Show and Sales, although I absolutely hate those things. The last place I want to go is a Market Pro Show and Sale.
I like those.
I hate those things.
They're funny.
There's too many people there. All the stuff is like this. Everybody has the same shit at a different price. But
that's what makes it. That's entertaining, man. Oh, yeah. You can watch it one section of the thing.
Get it and get out.
Yeah, but you can say you're looking for like blank CDs, right? Like you can walk in one section, one corner of the place, and you can entertain yourself by speaking in Hindu to a guy, ask him how much his CDs are. Then you can walk 5 feet up the row and find out what the Russian guy has. And then you can walk up around the corner and find out what the Chinese guy has. And, you know, it's funny. It's, you know, it's a multicultural, diverse experience. That's what it is.
And the freaks that go to that thing.
Oh, yeah, there's some freaks. Oh, you know what I really, really enjoy about going to computer shows? And this is absolutely the best. I go there, and, well, first of all, I go
to
this.
On the download to get numbers.
I go there to this particular one most of the time just to look around. And also because, like, they have this little cafeteria place there. And these guys come every time there's a computer show. They come and they make the best barbecue beef sandwiches I have ever had in my entire life. I love going there. But what I really like to do is I walk around behind. You know, you get all these, like you said, it's a freak show. But you get in behind some of these freaks and you walk around behind them and listen to them. And you listen to them, you know, spout off all their hard-earned and gained wisdom about, you know, various computer systems and operating systems and stuff like that. And you just walk around and giggle behind them because most of them don't know what the hell they're talking about. So, but to me, that's entertainment, you know.
Patrick brought up that you could get some porn at the shows real cheap. And you know what's really funny about the porn at the shows? Like, there's like five or six people that are selling like tons of that cheapo software. What do you got, like, just laying out for like a buck a piece or something, and they got them stacked up in the little piles, and then they got like those pseudo bins there, and every one of them has this like cardboard box sits at the end of the table that has like this XXX
adult written on it or something like
five DVDs for $15 or something, and there's always like one guy leafing through them, and then you know when that guy goes, somebody else cuts
in. Yeah, it's always you, Dan. That's what it is.
You know, actually, no. If I go there by myself, I won't leave. I won't look at the pornography. But like if I'm there with somebody else and for shits and giggles, I'll look at the pornography because it's funny, man. There was one. The one I was going to get when we went down to the Trenton Computer Fest.
Was that like a Ass Masters or something?
No,
like
it was something about
oh, that's the one you did get, right?
All of it took place in a bathroom. I was like toilet whores or something like that. It's
just
funny.
Stupid, man.
It's just funny, man. Funny
I
stuff.
Couldn't even, you know, I couldn't even sit down and watch it. First of all, you know, I couldn't sit down and watch a whole porno anyway, but
it's hard to watch a whole porno. It's, just, yeah. It's like, huh, you know, it's the same thing over and over
again. Some of
this
stuff is just so stupid, like, you know. I'm married. I just, you know, use my imagination and those, you know, those infrequent occasions once or twice a decade when it actually happens, you know.
But
just go with the flow.
I like my porno to have a story. Because if it doesn't have a story, it's not any good. Because then it's just you know, people.
Look at how much of a story can you have? You
throwing
know?
DNA at each other. That's the point. It doesn't need to have a good story. It's a fun. There was one. We saw one at a hotel because when we stayed overnight somewhere, and you gotta look at the porn on the hotel. It was it was called the Pornborns or something like that. The Ozporns. That's what it was. It was a takeoff of Ozzy's when they had the Ozborns on, but it was a porno show. And a guy went running around talking like Ozzy, looked like Ozzy, but it was a porno, and it was funny.
This is how we get into the tangent where we're not talking about Linux.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Windows now.
That's right. We're not talking about Windows either.
We're not talking about anything. And everybody can respect a good porn topic.
Sure.
And maybe Chad could, too. You never know.
Sure. And it's not like we're talking about turds again or something. But
turkey turds.
No.
You know, here's something. This is not so much Linux related. In a way, it is. I've been doing some recording on my own. And I have a problem with the sound card on my box. it has recording from it has this horrible distortion.
Right.
And you've heard what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So what? But you know, back it up a little bit. What exactly are you using to do your? Because you're talking about doing your podcast and your audio blog.
Right. Well, what ideally what
but
I
you're
would
using do, Linux, right? So you
no,
keep
not,
it on
no,
topic.
No.
You were.
I'm kind of using both.
All right. Well.
What I would
tell
really
the people
love,
what kind of software and stuff.
The
you
perfect
do.
Thing, the thing I think works the greatest is Muse. Works fantastic to do because it's easy to stream stuff in. You know, if I want to play a clip of something, I just pull it up in Muse and play it. Now the flip side is doing it through like Audacity,
right?
But then you know I record everything and then I gotta kind of cut it together, and I noticed this, like show number 6 I did. I moved everything over to OS X because the recording, the sound card in here recorded beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like taking the same equipment and just shifting it over to a different sound card. So I need to get a new sound card for that machine. But I couldn't find anything that works like Muse does without a price tag because right now I can't really afford it.
Right.
And, you know, realistically speaking, I'll buy a new sound card before I'll go buy a software package because I'd rather use Muse.
Right.
And I couldn't get Muse running. I tried to compile it on OS X, but it didn't work. Anyway, what I have to do is, in Audacity, you know, I could pull it all in as separate tracks in Audacity,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have that fade-out feature, you know, the granular capability of messing with the fade-out. Like, I can, on Muse right here, we could just start lowering the volume of music and then cut right in, and that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
What I tried doing before was I record what I want my blog on Audacity and OS X, and then I just take the resulting file and pull it over there and play it through Muse. But then, you know, it's kind of hard to at one time lower the volume while you're pressing the play button for the other track.
Right.
It's really hard to do. So I was like, well, then I could have like a lead-in of a couple of seconds, but then you know what I'm talking about. Then, if it's either silence or it's hard to sync all that up. But ideally, I'd like to have something like Muse that runs on OS X that's open source, and you know at the right price called free. But
well, here's what I'm wondering:
why you get a new sound card?
I'm wondering. You know, we have the mixer and stuff here. Why don't you just use that, man?
Use what?
The mixer. You know, just like we have this set up now to do the show, except for instead of pushing the stream out through Muse, you plug the cable into your other computer and record it into Audacity or Resound or something
like
that.
It's not. No, it's the sound card. I do. I pull it through the this.
No, but I mean, like, you can pull your secondary audio channel through this, too, and mix it through, just like I do on a laptop.
I could do that. Yeah, I could do that. The thing is, I could do that through OS X and pull it right into Audacity. Yeah, you're right. I could do that. But the other side of that is, I'd rather do it through Muse.
Mm-hmm.
But the sound quality on that card recording is horrible. I need to get a new card, I guess. But I see what you're saying. I could do that.
Well, just like use your laptop and, you know what I mean? You don't know what I mean.
What do you mean? Use my laptop and what? Record it onto the laptop?
Record it onto the laptop.
Well, yeah, I can do that.
Under OS X or something.
And if I
use this to mix your second channel in and your...
Right, but then I got to have... Yeah, I know what you're saying. And it's not that hard to do.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of that, that's what I did, right? That's what I do at home. I have a little mixer. It's not anywhere near as many channels as this one over here. Or anywhere near as old either. Just a 1-2 channel mixer that I use to mix stuff up when I do my stuff. And the other night I had to use, last night I had to use, and I want to play this because, you know, it's 9:54 according to my laptop, which is probably wrong, but it's an 8-minute bit. So anyway, last night I was talking with Matt Bischoff, and it's Matt Bischoff of Escape from the World. I'm sorry, it's been a long day. Escape from the World. I was talking with Matt Bischoff. Let me get you the URL, www.matthewbischoff.com/MT. That's MATTHEWBISCHOFF.com/MT. Talking with Matt last night on Skype, which is really cool. And this guy's just a kid, But he's smart as a whip, man. Does some really fantastic work with his audio blogging and his podcasting and his regular weblog and stuff like that. And so I talked to him last night for probably 40 minutes on Skype. And I recorded all of this and then sent him a bunch of it, which he put on his podcast for today. But I have some, 7 minutes worth of snippets that I wanted to play for you all about me, bugging him about Linux and stuff like that.
How'd you record it?
What I did was I pushed my output of my computer into my
mixer,
in through my mixer and into my my mini disc recorder. And I recorded it on that, and then I just flipped it back around and pushed it into ReSound so that I could edit it and equal the sound levels out and stuff like that.
How much does a mini disc recorder cost?
That one used was $30, $35.
Yeah, that was used from a friend. Yeah. How much?
About that, $30-$40 on eBay.
So I was thinking about that. Like yesterday, before you start playing, and I was really bummed that I didn't go, but even more my wife was. They had a blogging talk at Moravian.
Right.
And I guess a couple of the big political bloggers like Daily Kost and a few other people were there. And it would be cool to go to record something like that. But, I really wanted to go. And if I wasn't going to go, I wanted my wife to go to ask a question. Because the other day my wife said to me, I really would have liked to seen Jon Stewart. Somebody posted the clip of Jon Stewart on Crossfire.
Right. That was really good, yeah.
And she said, I'd really like to see that. And I was thinking to myself, why don't these blogs put together an RSS feed, a podcast, that would aggregate all these clips? So instead of just, somebody posts this, a URL to this clip, and then 10 minutes later, but the sheer number of posts that some of these political blogs get, they're gone. That to aggregate all that in one location and be able to just pull that, so somebody wouldn't have to sit there and say, "Man, I really wish I could find that."
Right.
It would come down in the podcast.
Sure.
But anyway, I don't want to take away whatever you're talking about. I hate that. Every time I get sick like this, I always have such nasty gas afterwards. It's coming out both ends.
Oh no!
It's worse when you get like food poisoning or something like that,
and then the other stuff
is coming
really
out
bad,
both,
yeah.
And you're like in the bathroom puking and in the sink and crapping in the toilet.
That doesn't happen to me as much as it does you, because you eat all that nasty ass seafood stuff,
Yeah, there's only one time I've gotten sick from seafood, and that was when what was it? We bought some stuff, and it was past its ripeness, and it smelled really bad, and the wife said, "I don't think we should use it." I'm like, what the hell? What's the worst that can happen? Yeah.
The worst that can happen, you're puking for 4 days.
Yeah, the worst
that
can happen, we found out after that. She didn't eat that much of it. I ate too much of it.
Oh,
it was like
man.
Some bad shrimp, man. And it smelled bad. I was like, what's the worst that could happen? Huh?
We're going to cook it? It's dead, right? Yeah.
It can't be that bad.
All right. Anyway, let me play this for y'all to listen to before we get out of here, because we're past our time. So
is it past 10 o'clock already?
It's 9:59.
Play that. Let me go get that what's it called?
The promo. We'll play afterwards real quick. All right, listen, guys. This is me and Matt Bischoff from Escape from the World talking last night. Enjoy. We talk about Linux a little bit. Check it out. Check it out as soon as it starts playing. Hello. Hello. Oh, there we go.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Hello.
Good.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
What I'm working on right now is I'm trying to get... Gmail has an Atom feed, as you might know.
Right.
And I'm trying to get my Yahoo to actually understand it, but not having good results. Because I'd love to just have my Yahoo as my homepage and then just see how much Gmail I had. That'd be awesome. But
well, there's all kinds of notifiers, though, right, for Gmail?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm running the notifier, but it's another thing I have to run in my system tray, and, I don't really need to do that.
Well, you should switch over and run Linux then.
Yeah, no system tray,
it's,
really.
It's my, yeah, right. It's, I have to do my little bit of Linux advocacy. I understand that you do. You said earlier that you ran Fedora, right, as a dual boot?
Yeah, on a partition, yeah. Like, it's like a 4-gig partition, I think.
You run in Fedora Core 1, Core 2, or Core 3?
It's Core 1. I haven't installed any new version of it. I just got it a while ago.
But you get the applause because you're going to switch to Slackware soon, right?
Of course, right, yeah.
Of course. Slackware, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I just I didn't really know it was the best. I don't know. I haven't seen many like Linux reviews. You know, it's not really that.
No, that's an unfortunate thing with Slackware. There, you don't see a whole lot of reviews on it. However, it's one of the oldest distributions out there that's like continually running. You know,
yeah.
And I think probably of course I'm really biased because I run a lot of Slackware, but. My personal opinion is the reason that it's, you know, one of the oldest distributions is because it's really good, and they can keep, you know, they manage to keep going with it.
Yeah, I also have, like, a few Linux Live CDs, and those are really useful when I'm troubleshooting systems. I've got, like, Knoppix on CD and stuff.
Oh, those are good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
So what got you into this podcasting stuff?
You know, I actually read Slashdot, so I saw it on Slashdot, and then I was one of the people who actually stuck around and learned more about it.
And you just, like, decided to slap a feed together and
yeah,
put it up on your website.
There was no, you know, when I put my stuff up, there was no really short, just, like, nice bite-sized things that were other than, like, Raster Web Audio, which I thought was great, and
right.
So I just wanted to put something up there, you know. I also did the podcast button.
Yeah, I saw that too. Everybody's using that.
Everybody's using it now. I know, it's funny. I'm like, oh, okay, great. So you developed a podcasting client, right?
I did. I wrote Bash Potter, which works under Linux and OS X for Macintosh. Actually, it'll work under any. No, no GUI at all. It'll work under any any Unixy type of operating system that you can run Bash on. And basically,
yeah.
The reason that I did that is because I was listening to all these podcasts, and my buddy Alan from the tech show was telling us how cool these were. So I started listening to them, and I of course was downloading them via MP3, just off the RSS feeds. And,
right.
So I went to grab whatever Linux clients were out there, so I could just do it automatically. And neither one of the two that I found immediately didn't work. They wanted modules for Perl and modules.
Perl, right.
You know, this was like at midnight one night, and I really wasn't into, like, digging around CPAN for Perl modules or some crap. So I pretty much just looked at the RSS spec and wrote my own real quick in a shell script. And,
cool.
It's gone through, three or four different revisions to make sure that I can grab different podcasts from people who can't manage to get their RSS right.
Yeah, I found that's the problem. Here's an interesting question for you. Could you give me, like, the top five reasons why you think I should switch to Linux?
The best reason to switch to Linux is simply that it works better.
More reliable.
In a nutshell, it's much more reliable. For instance, I have some of my servers over here that have been running for 160 days, and the only reason that they were off was because of a power outage. One that lasted longer than my UPS did.
My server definitely runs on Linux, but I mean, Linux for the desktop, I mean, it's kind of...
I understand that a lot of people are really comfortable with Windows on a desktop, but really with very, very little work, you can get that same server-type stability on your desktop with Linux with very little configuration. And you can get a desktop that is very, very similar to what you're used to working with on Windows. And a lot of the applications now that are coming out, the open source applications, are multi-platform and
that's very true. I mean,
comparable to any Windows application, and they're free.
A lot of the cool stuff I see actually does come out on Linux first, and then they port it to Windows, and it's kind of missing some of the features,
Sure. Like some of the I've heard several people on their podcasts talk about like Audacity and Resound that they're using to put their podcast together, and of course, that was a Unix piece of software first.
Oh yeah, I love Audacity. I use it on Windows and think it's a great application.
Sure, and as familiar as you are with using that on Windows, you could directly correlate that with using it on Linux, and then of course you have the added benefit of not having to reboot your computer all the time and things like that.
And the lame encoders, Unix, and that's what I use to transcode to MP3.
Sure. Sure it is. And it, like I said, as well as that stuff works on Windows, when you're using Windows to play that stuff, it works that well or better on Linux because you don't run into the same sets of problems with it.
Yeah, and you've also got the basically, for every application, you can come up with a Linux or Unix version, like just OpenOffice. They've just turned 4, right?
Sure.
And then there's the GIMP for Photoshop and all kinds of, there's DivX, you know, still, and they've got the real player still.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And iPotter, of course. Yeah.
Sure. There's, you know, you
Bash
can
Potter.
Absolutely. You can use a lot of it's a lot of software that has a direct port to both platforms, and then there's a lot of software that's that doesn't, but you have a suitable alternative like the GIMP instead of Photoshop and things like that. And you know, with a little bit of ingenuity and a little bit of web know-how, you know, if you know enough to get to Google on the internet, you can find pretty much any type of software that you would need under Linux.
And that's it, folks. That's the part of the interview, or the actually just a phone conversation, a Skype conversation that I'm going to share here. We did talk a considerable amount more about some other topics which don't necessarily pertain to this show. Things like different podcasts and you know, just a nice conversation. Oh, a lot of information flew around. And, of course, you can get that by going over to his website and grabbing his podcast or downloading the MP3 directly. And that's at www.matthewbischoff.com. That's MATTHEWBISCHOFF.com/MT. And tell him the guys from the tech show sent you. He'll like that a lot. I'm sure he's listening. How you doing, Matt?
You should probably run over there because I'm stinking the room up, man.
Yeah.
Turn all
right,
panel.
And we wanted to do the Maddie Jakari promo. He sent us a promo. I didn't get the email. Sorry, man. He sent us a promo from Finland, right?
Yes.
And here it is.
Hi, I'm Matti from Finland, and I'm listening to the Linux Link Tech Show when I'm not wrestling with polar bears.
That's cool.
You know what?
Thanks, man. That's great.
It's a word to all those people who sent us an email. Everything I respond is, you know, thanks for sending us an email. How about cutting us a promo or something?
Yep.
And you know what? Maddie had said to me, well, I'm not too sure my English isn't there. He had really,
he's
really
fantastic,
great English,
man.
But what also would be cool is if they also, if you speak another language.
Mm-hmm.
To do a promo in that language.
Yes, send it in your native language. That'd be fun, too.
That would be great also.
Let me listen to it again. That was really cool.
Hi, I'm Matti from Finland, and I'm listening to the Linux Link Tech Show when I'm not wrestling with polar bears.
That's so cool.
That's great.
I love it. Yeah, man, everybody, send us your stuff. And if you're not a native English speaker, or even if you speak another language as a second language, even, it would be really cool, you know, to send us a promo in that language. Just, you know, be careful because you know what's going to end up happening is like somebody's going to send us some weird language where they're saying, you know, the tech show really sucks and they're so dumb that they're playing this, you know, something like that. And we'll just go along and be all happy about it. But yeah,
a question for you. Did you listen to the latest rant?
Yours?
7.
Yes. 6. Didn't you say it was 6 on the thing?
I screwed up.
It was 6B, right?
It was supposed to be 7. I named it in the ID3 tag, say it's 7.
Okay. Yes, but I did. The one from, I got it today.
Dude, I tell you what, I've been listening to Trade Secrets.
Uh-huh.
Holy mackerel, he smokes a lot of dope.
Yeah.
You hear that, like, every time.
Daily source code.
What's the other guy, Dave? Is that his name?
Dave Weiner, yeah.
Dave Weiner. It starts talking, all you hear the later going.
You hear the clicking, yeah. Click, click, click. See, I mentioned that in the last tech show, and everybody thought I was full of shit, you know? But you do. You listen to his shows, man, and you hear off in the background, like, Dave Weiner be talking. The only thing you hear is, like, this clicking in the background. Click, click, click. And what I'm trying to figure out is, like, Adam and his family are moving to the UK.
Right.
It's not legal in the UK, right?
No, it's not legal to sell. Isn't that the case?
I was under the impression it wasn't legal to like, you know, hang out and smoke in a corner in the UK either.
Well, I think you can possess it, but you can't sell.
Oh.
I think. I'm not sure there's...
I don't know. I was under the impression it wasn't legal in the UK, and I'm like, you know, if you're that heavy a pot smoker, why the hell would you move to the UK instead of, you know, living in Amsterdam? But since we're on that topic really fast, I want to say...
Which topic?
Adam Curry.
Oh, okay.
I listened to his Daily Source Code today, and it seems that, you know, he's having some family problems and issues over there. He just found out that his mom has cancer.
Oh, that's too bad.
And I really wanted to give, you know, my heartfelt, sincerest, you know, consolations and well wishes to Adam and his family to help him. You know, I hope that they get over their any medical issues and problems they have really fast. Because that really sucks, man. That's like complete bad news to find out that your mom is, like, wicked sick, you know?
Yeah, is that his mom or his mother-in-law?
That's his mom, I think he said.
So his whole family's over there, too?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I didn't get, like...
No,
I'm not, like, on a first-name basis with Adam. I know he mentioned our show a few times and stuff. I'd love to talk with him.
Skype him.
In person, and I don't have a Skype address. I think he should Skype us. I'm L. Fessenden, L-F-E-S-S-E-N-D-E-N. Skype me sometime when I'm on.
I got to get on Skype more often. You have all these cool conversations.
I can't even get
to my workstation half the time, so what am I talking about? I'm not Skyping anybody.
Well, no, I get these people like freaking 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night is when I sit down, you know, when I finally clear a path to my workstation from my day. And I sit down and I start doing a few things and catching up on my email.
I still got the little evil one jumping around.
Yeah, well, after you put them to bed, I know you're up until 2 o'clock in the morning, so.
And then when I get the, you know, then when, you know, the older one goes to bed, the younger one's jumping around. I come up here to do something, you know, a couple minutes later, she's crying and screaming, so I got to stay down there with her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What happens. Eventually, things will work themselves out.
And hopefully
we want to wish him well.
Work out, you know, for Adam's mom.
Because that really sucks. And on that note, let's
close
cut
it
this
up for
thing
today.
And close it up. With the new music. Again, you know, write us an email and tell us what you think about the new music. If it's, you know, stupid and I'm a dork and you like the old stuff better, whatever, you know?
Dumb or just shove it up your ass.
I'm not real entirely sure that I want to keep
Maybe we've won Chad back.
Yeah, right. We talked about Linux a lot this time. It's the Linux Tech Show. No, it's not the Linux Tech Show. It's the Linux Link Tech Show. Anyway,
well, you know what? Speaking of that,
now you sound like my power supply.
About the Linux Link Tech Show, about Linux. Well, it does say we talk about Linux and technology, so.
Good soda.
What was I going to say?
I don't know what the hell you were going to say. I don't think you know what
the
hell you were going to say.
The website says we talk about Linux and technology.
Right. It's a tech show, man.
Right. We do.
We happen to like Linux a lot, but, you know, it's a tech show. We can talk about whatever the hell we want. It's our show. Talk about whatever the hell. We want to talk about pornos and horror movies and whatever.
Screw you, the listener, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that's what's so great about this kind of thing in a podcasting. You know, here I go. I'm talking again. But that's what's so great about this kind of thing is, like, you know, if you don't like our freaking show, make your own. Right?
Or don't listen.
What the hell did it cost us to do this? $20 worth of microphones, right?
Right.
Yeah. But, you know.
Oh,
anyway,
you know, in doing this, one thing that was brought up, I think it was on the Trade Secrets. They said. He made a comment that it is really, or was it Dave Slusher who said it? It's really hard to do a show like this or to do something like this because you have to keep going. You have to keep talking.
Right.
And, I mean, it
this
is.
This is not like an audio blog where you can stop and pause and, you know, go about your business for.
You can stop and pause in an audio blog?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Sucker.
I just got to go through the whole thing in one shot.
No, you hear like Dave Weiner and stuff all the time. I'm wearing coffee notes. His phone rings. He's like, oh, I have to get that. And then he's like right back on. Oh, well, that was, you know, so-and-so. And
yeah, that's
I had to order
thing,
something
man.
Or
you
whatever.
Keep it
but
going.
We don't actually get a chance to do that here. We have to keep talking and bounce off each other the whole damn time because this is a live stream that you guys are getting podcasted afterwards. So
I'm basting in dog urine over
that's
here.
That's right.
It's coming up out of the rug, even though I wash it and scrub it and wash it.
Let's get out of here, man. All right, everybody. Here's the new tech show OG theme thing. Send us mail. Let us know if you like it or it sucks.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Catch you next
week. Have a good
week. Bye-bye.
Hope you don't get sick.
Linux Link Tech Show.
Linux Link Tech Show.